Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. We have a special afternoon edition today. I'm digging that, man. I'm digging that. It's breaking my day up. I like it. So I get to take a break from painting. Oh my gosh, I'm working on this painting right now. That's crazy. It's an album cover from a progressive rock band from the 70s, and it's just insane. A desert, a sunset, a mountain, a forest, I think five waterfalls, a bunch of trees. I'm earning my pay on this one, baby. I'm earning my pay, but I can't complain. I need a break anyway, and that's today's show. We've got a fantastic singer-songwriter, Americana and country singer-songwriter, Mr. Jeremy Parsons, all the way from Nashville. Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, 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 and it's sounding good now. So
okay.
Maybe there was
a
loose connection.
Yeah, breaking up on mine too a little bit. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, we'll just get through it, man. We'll get through it. I love technology when it works. But no, it's a good thing. You're sounding great. Hey, we talked a little bit before the show. I was just listening. I've been listening to your album. Is this your debut album, or have you had one out before this?
I had one out before this. It's been a while though, for sure. There's been a lot of time in between the two. I would say there's like a 7-year gap between both the albums.
Which is
pretty weird. But I ran that the life expectancy of the other one like straight to the core of the earth, pretty much. I turned off it for that entire time and everything, but it was called Doggone Is Feeling. It was very, very more traditional. I was raised by my grandparents, and they brainwashed me with this really awesome classic country sound, for lack of a better word. It was accepted on my part too. But in between the time of making that album and this one, I got out into the music business a little bit more, developed this wonderful bitterness for my profession, and in doing so, like, just grew a lot. you get older, you learn more. Knowledge is power, but it also comes at a price.
Always learning. Always learning.
Yeah. So this is kind of, I grew a lot as a person and as an artist, and in doing so, I kind of like took from that traditional sound and found put a twist on it of things that I liked about music and that I've always appreciated about like emotional delivery and just like sound in general, and like I've always appreciated a certain uniqueness to an artist, and a lot of people mm-hmm. think that my voice is, I say it's weird, they say it's cool. So I mean, I tried to like present my vocal growth too on this record, and it was really fun to make, and like wrote all the songs by myself and stuff, and it's a grieving process too, because there's a lot of heavy like undertones on the record.
Oh, there definitely is. I picked up a few, and we're gonna talk about all these tracks. The name of the album is Things I Need to Say, which is fantastic. I'm telling you, that song Purpose, man, I was listening to that and I'm like, whoa, this is a deep song, man. But there's a lot on the album. And you're originally from San Antonio, Texas, and
born and raised,
right?
Yeah, I did. It comes up sometimes too, because people are like, "What are you playing right there?" And I look at them for about 10 solid seconds blankly and go, "I have no clue." It just sounds really cool.
Nothing wrong with that, Jeremy. You're real good at it. You know. That's fantastic.
Thanks,
that's fantastic. Now, becoming, I was looking in my show notes and whatnot, and it said you, you know, really got into hot music and performing and whatnot, late high school era, and beyond.
Yeah, I.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry,
go ahead.
No, no, you.
Oh, no,
after
no.
You. It's your show.
Well, I was just going to ask, was there something that happened that kind of pushed in that direction? What was her name, Jeremy? That's what we wanted. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing.
Her name was Misa, and I fell in love with
gotcha.
Her.
There you go. That's a good answer.
No, actually.
Oh, go ahead.
There is a story behind that. I went to a school with some kids with like I was in a group of kids with like learning disabilities, and they kind of went off in a direction of like self-medication, unfortunately, is a better way to put it. Heavier drugs than you get from a pharmacy, I guess, would be the best
way. Right.
And I wasn't into it, so I picked up a guitar instead.
That's excellent, and that's excellent advice for any youngsters listening to the show right now. I tell you, if you survive that path, you come out on the other end and you say, "Wow, I wasted a lot of time." It's not good, and it messes people. There's this romantic notion about drug use and whatnot, and partying. I guess from the kind of rock star image, iconic image. That it fuels creativity. I'm here to tell you, I'm a professional artist. That's what I've been doing for 20 years, man. It does not help. If anything, it hinders, you know. I might every so often tell the public in an interview or something that, you know, because that's what they want to hear. They're like, oh, well, you know, do you get drunk and have to paint that? Oh, well, yeah, that's what you think. but no, I never do any of that when I'm working because you can't focus.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
crazy.
I think people just some people use drugs as a muse, and you know, at the end of the day, you're killing a part of you, like when you do certain things like that. There's some people who you know, if that's your thing and you create with that, I was like, there's a life expectancy to that form of creation. Like if it's just naturally coming from you. Then it's, you know, it's just, it is what it is, and you'll have a longer life expectancy in this industry too, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and a lot less headaches, Well, you know, that's how it is. I'm telling you, man, I'm a little down the age trough from you, and I've never been in the music business, but all of my friends have. I've always hung out with musicians just because, you know, they have the best parties, and there's always girls at those parties, so I was usually there, hanging out. But anyway, I've seen a lot of people go down that path, and before you know it, it's out of hand, and it's you know, they can't handle the scandal, and I've been to a lot of funerals from people going down that path. I mean, and I'm not just saying that like, oh, don't do this. I'm just telling you, the listeners here, my personal experience. It's not a it never seems to end well. You know?
Yeah, my friends and I call it the rabbit hole. He went too far down the rabbit hole. That's what it is, because you get stuck. You can't turn around once you get too far down.
Exactly. And the reality is, if you're happy with what, you know, what's going on, and usually if you're a creative person, and I'm talking a musician or writer, whatever, you know, you're making baskets, whatever your thing is, if you're doing that, then you're happy because that's what you're supposed to be doing. And you don't need that other stuff, you know?
Yes.
That's just my observation, you know? That and 40 cents will buy you a cup of coffee, I guess. But it sounds
not
like you've
anymore.
Been... No, that's true. Yeah, I'm showing my age now.
There you go. You just saved your card.
That's right. So you had mentioned, Jeremy, on this album, you know, that there is a lot of depth to it. And I don't want to say it's not like an alt country, you know, dark album by any means, but there's definitely some, it makes you think, you know, and pushes some buttons. Interesting. You were able to channel that into it, you know, and create such a cool.
It was one of those things I kind of needed to make this album as much as I wanted to, because I was going through a lot of stuff. My parents were getting a divorce after 48 years of marriage, and I was adopted by my grandparents, and so it was already weird, and it just became more of like this tug of war type thing, and I didn't know, you know, it's weird, like when you have something, it's your whole definition of, say, like love, like the patriarchal thing, and then that diffuses, and you kind of find yourself being an adult already. And it's like weird. It's like you feel like you have to pick a side, or you feel like, you know, it's like that was, you know, that was a thing that you compared with love. And so it was a reset button for me. And I kind of had to figure out a part of myself again through that. And like writing this album was very therapeutic for me in that sense. And that's why I love music. My friends and I joke, we're like, hashtag the power of music, man. Cause you can work out. It's, you know, it's musical therapy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it's, I think your music's very true in that emotion isn't forced. It isn't coerced, and it definitely comes through in the tracks. And I think that's a cool thing. You know, there's a truthfulness to it that resonates.
Man, thank you. That means a lot. That's it. I mean, that's kind of what you're. It's always scary putting stuff out there too. Like you're making yourself very vulnerable when you open up your kind of chest to people, and so to speak. It's like, you know, you're wearing your heart on your sleeve. But I do it because I think it's like there's people that come up to me when they hear songs and they're like, man, I've been through a similar situation. I don't know. I know you didn't write that like about me, but you know, I can compare with that, and that's the biggest compliment ever. It's like a tip in the bucket of life, you know, and you just can't, like, that's what you want to happen, because it's not, at the end, like, when I sit down to write a song, I'm writing it because I'm feeling something, but at the end of the day, like, I play music because I enjoy the way, like, people react to it. It makes me feel good about what I'm doing, and it takes them away from whatever's bothering them in their life, and I love it, man. It's awesome. It's like for everybody.
That's cool. That is cool. And that's, you know, that's because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, Jeremy. That's, you know, it's working.
Yeah.
Let's play a track. I've got all of them. I've got the whole album queued up. We can't play the whole album, of course, but people can get it. But let's play. What should we start out with? I can start out with anything here.
We could lead off with the single, or we could play the song that's going to be the next single, if you want, which is Why Is the Bluebird Blue?
Yeah, let's do it. And we're definitely going to play Burn This House Down as well, and because I want to talk about that and the video with that, which is fantastic. But let's start out with, this is Why Is the Bluebird Blue? Here it is, folks, Jeremy Parsons.
Look out my window, what do I see? A little bluebird looking back at me. He sings a song all alone in his nest, and I wonder if he's singing about loneliness. I open my window and take it all in as I listen to a number by my new blue friend. Is he looking for a lover, or did one just leave? Does he really feel blue? Does his color to see? Tell me, why is the bluebird blue? Is a song he sings a somber tune? Does he feel like I feel since I lost you? Tell me, why is the bluebird in blue? Hummingbird don't hang around too long. A mockingbird makes a living off of other bird songs. Still one that I can't read. there's love in the air, and I know that I've got plenty to share. The bluebird's blueing, but it's so in my hand. I feel about as low as the bluebird fly. Yes. Tell me, why is the bluebird blue? Is a song he sings a somber tune? Does he feel like I feel since I lost you? Tell me, why is the bluebird? Why is the bluebird blue? Is a song he sings a somber tune? Does he feel like I feel since I lost you? Tell me, why is the bluebird in blue? Yeah, baby, why is the bluebird in blue? Tell me, why is the bluebird in blue?
That was Jeremy Parsons' Why is the Bluebird Blue? Fantastic. A good track, Jeremy. I like that. So that's the upcoming single.
Yeah, we just shot a music video for that like maybe 2 weeks ago now. It's kind of all a blur. We did it like overnight, and it was fun. I think me and my buddy who do those music videos together, it kind of has to be an intense experience every time. We're like, it's for the memory, you know. It's one of those things. So we nail it every time. But yeah, I'm excited about that. He's editing it as we speak, so
nice.
We look for that probably middle of next month or so, in March.
Oh, fantastic! Hey, I want to let people know, if you dig that track or any of the tracks we're going to play today. You can pick these up wherever you buy digital music. It's everywhere, Spotify, and streaming on Spotify as well. But it's on iTunes, Apple Music, Google Music. I don't know what it's – Google Play, I guess is what it's called. Amazon, all that kind of stuff. It's everywhere, so you can pick it up. And I imagine – now, Jeremy, you've got – I'm looking at your website. You've got a whole slew of shows coming up. I imagine it's also available at the shows. I'm sure there's a merch table.
It is. There's I'm always trying to throw them at people from the stage and stuff too. I have koozies and usually there. I don't always bring my shirts, but on occasion I'll bring some shirts out too.
Nice. Like I said, when I was growing up, man, all of my friends were musicians, and that's how I got into a lot of shows. You know, I'd be like, hey, I want to see you guys play, and they're like, okay, here's a stack of flyers and a staple gun, hit every light pole. This is way before Twitter, you know, or the other was, you're running the merch table.
Street team. Yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah, before it had
awesome.
Its name. Yeah. Oh, man, the memories. But yeah, you've got a bunch of shows coming up, man. And they're all around Nashville, and that's cool. You don't have to travel a long way. But it seems like you're kind of a regular at the Singing Swinging Door Saloon there. Tell us a little bit about that.
I went in there to cover for my buddy one time who wasn't feeling very well, because we get a heck of a flu season with people sharing microphones and stuff up here. And I was a couple years ago now, and they were nice enough to give me a weekend slot down there. So we play through the weekends, and it's been really cool. Because that's one thing you don't think about until you're doing it, is Nashville is such a big tourist spot. So you get to connect with people from all over the world, not just the country. Like, you know, people from like Canada come in, or Ireland, or like over in the UK, and it's always really cool. Like, people will buy a CD and take it back home with them, share it with their friends. And I get messages on like social media about, oh, my friend introduced me to your record. It's really great. And it's awesome. Like, you're just plugged in to the world down there. And it's been great. Like, an experience for growth and stuff as an artist too. I've like learned more on the guitar. My voice has gotten stronger. Cause you get outside of your comfort zone when someone walks up and wants to hear a song that you've never played before, but you know, they really want to hear it. So you're like, all right, man, I'll do it for you. You know,
Exactly. And you bring up a great point. I have a friend of mine in Key West, Florida. He works every other month down there. And what he does is he said the same thing. He said the same. He goes, why would I go on tour? He goes, tours are expensive, you know, and especially you have a band, you're paying for a band to sleep and eat and travel around. he has his spot where all the tourists come to him, just like you in Nashville. That's very so smart, and I think a lot of people miss opportunities like that. That's and you're right. People from all over the world are picking up CDs. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. That's a good gig.
Really cool.
That's a good gig.
Yeah, I'm awesome. Lucky to have it for sure. Yeah,
that's very cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
What a matchup!
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32 gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS. Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
You bring your phone everywhere. Work, school, the movies. Now you can bring it to an Xfinity store for an easy way to switch to Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. You can get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet at no extra cost, so all you pay for is data. It's never been easier to switch to Xfinity Mobile and keep the phone you love. Click here to see how. Sorry, I gotta take this. Restrictions apply. Limited to select mobile phones. Requires activation of a new line of Xfinity Mobile. Up to 5 devices per account. New Xfinity Internet customers limited to up to 2 lines pending activation of Internet service.
Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What a matchup!
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32 gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So let me ask you this, because I've only been to San Antonio once, and I was traveling through. It was a fun town. I had a good time there and whatnot. I've been to Nashville, you know, more times than I can count. But did you find it totally different, or what do you think, like San Antonio versus Nashville?
I think I grew up on the outskirts of San Antonio, so it's like I wasn't we got swallowed up by the city because San Antonio is so huge.
Right.
But Nashville, it wasn't a big change for me. I've always been one of those people, like, I am where I am. And, you know, it's like I feel like I'm there for a reason. I'm very chill about it. I always have been. I don't think it's like I overthink certain things, but as far as existing in the place that I'm in, if I'm there, I'm supposed to be there. So it was a pretty good, and everybody here is from everywhere else too. Like, there's very few actual locals. I mean, like, you'll meet them in an Uber car or something, but usually it's like everyone's coming from somewhere else. So, like, you're connecting with people who are all trying to get familiar with the place just as you are. So it's nice. You bond over that, and, you know, the city becomes home really fast.
That's very true. Nashville, you know, and it's funny because I think if somebody hasn't been to Nashville, they have a lot of preconceptions about Nashville and are totally surprised because it's so different than what they thought when they get there. Nashville is a very metropolitan, and you know, there's a lot. Every time I'm in Nashville, man, I'll tell you, I see skyscrapers being built. I see guys and, you know, making stuff and whatnot. Guys and gals, I should say. I don't want to get emails. But yeah, you know, there's all these cranes on the horizon. You know, I mean, stuff's happening, baby. It's happening, and that's a good thing.
Oh man, it's on the rise. I joke every time. So I live like right across the bridge on the east side of town, which isn't very far. It's like a 5-minute trip to downtown. But every time I take a turn onto the street that the Swinging Doors is on, I look up in the sky and I go, I bet you in 5 to 10 years we won't even be able to see the sky. It's just, man, it's growing, and it's a really good energy right now too. Like, we're attracting an all new crowd, and new people are coming to town, and it's really fun, right? It's an exciting time to be in this city.
I'm telling you, I'm there as like I said, quite a bit. And even in my game, even in the art game, I mean, it's happening, you know. A lot of money to be made in that. There's a lot of money in Nashville happening. But the cool thing is the people, it's different. It's not like, you know, you're in New York or something where people are very abrasive and gruff and whatnot. They're still friendly. And I'm not putting New York down or anything. But I will say this. If I had my choice to go to Nashville or New York, I'd probably go to Nashville. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying.
They're different. They both got their things, you know. It's like if you want pizza, I would go to New York, or over on the east side of Nashville,
right,
go to Five Points Pizza, because that's as good as you're going to get in town.
Nice. Hey, let's play to the track, and then I want to ask you, I want to get into crowdfunding and whatnot, because you utilized that and got fully funded and whatnot, and that's exciting to me. But let's play a track first. Should we play Burn This House Down?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Excellent, excellent. And so there it is, folks. It's track number 5. Here it is, I should say. Burn This House Down, Jeremy Parsons.
House down, 'cause
Jeremy Parsons, Burn This House Down. That's track number, I made a mistake, folks. I said it was track number 4. It's actually track number 5. I don't know. I guess I can't read or something, but I'm blown away. Jeremy, just, man, what a good track. What a good track.
Thanks. Thanks, man. That was another one of those therapy songs. That's about me going home the first time after my parents' divorce and just realizing that, you know, a place I had grown up in my entire life, it just felt, and everything about it was so extremely different. And metaphorically, yeah, it was just easier to burn it down and move on and start anew. So
I hear you. I've never been in that particular room dealing with divorce. I've known a lot of people, a lot of friends whose folks split up. And now, as I'm older, I know a lot of people who split up. And it's, man, that's a rough deal, all around for everybody involved. It's crazy. Now we talked a little bit, and the folks, like I said before, this is off Jeremy Parsons' album Things I Need to Say. Fantastic album, start to finish. It's one of those albums you're going to listen to all the way through. You're going to want to listen to it all the way through. Not saying it's a concept album or anything like that. It's just, it's so good. You're like, oh, I want to hear the next track. It's really, really fantastic. And you can get it, of course, wherever you buy digital music, or pick it up. at the Swinging Doors Saloon every weekend there in Nashville, at the merch table there. Very, very good. Now, Jeremy, we talked a little bit before, or I was alluded to it, that I wanted to talk to you about it, because I do. You used crowdfunding to get this kind of off the ground and whatnot, right?
I did, yeah. We used a Kickstarter, which is another extremely frightening experience as far as, you know, confidence in yourself goes and asking people for money, because it's like, you know, it's like you feel like kind of like the online version of just like running into a beggar on the street. It's very uncomfortable.
I hear you. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who makes movies. He's a movie guy and a filmmaker, I guess is what they call those. Can't even think today. But anyway, he was telling me, no, I didn't know this. No, I love Kickstarter personally. I wish I would have thought of it because I think it's a brilliant idea. Years ago when I lived in California, man, I'm telling you, every weekend I was at a fundraising party, it seems, for various projects and whatnot that friends were doing. And I'll tell you, Jeremy, I donated a lot of paintings, man, that they would raffle off and everything, you know.
Oh, that's
to help
awesome,
your friends
man.
Out. Yeah, well, you know, now.
Bonding.
Exactly. You know, it's just how you used to have to do things. But my friend was telling me, my filmmaker friend, he had used a crowdfund. I think he used Kickstarter as well. And he hired, what did he call it? A campaign manager. I didn't even know there was such a thing, man. There's people who have started businesses handling all the crowdfunding stuff. I found that amazing because everybody I know who's done it says it's like having a second job. It's really involved.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, well, it's so tedious, like staying on top of that, making sure that you can get I didn't do any of that. And, you know, what we made the goal, thank goodness, but, you know, it was scary there for a while. And that kind of takes that, they plug into so many things. They do write ups on it and make it look like you have, like, just a publicist that's, like, out there killing it for you. But it's so specifically based that it draws people in and create, because there's people that just look for stuff to get behind like that. If they give like $5 or $10, man, it's like 200 people giving $5 or $10 makes the difference, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I tell you, when I first started doing the show here, it was funny when I started, I had a friend of mine who kind of got me into it, who's in traditional broadcasting. And I live in South Florida, and when I moved to South Florida, he's like, because I used to go to a lot of nightclubs and stuff, and that's how I sold a lot of paintings, and meet people and stuff out in California doing that. And he said, well, what are you going to do all the nightclubs in Miami? I said, you know, and I told him, I'm like, man, I got a girl. I can't be out wolfing around and stuff like that. That ain't going to happen. That won't work. I don't want to mess this up, you know. And he says, why don't you do a podcast? So he goes, you know all these famous people. And so I did. I said, that's a good idea. Had no idea what I was doing, but like I do now. But anyhow, I started doing it. And after about 3 months, I ran out of famous people I knew. I was like, I gotta find some guests, man. So I used to go on Kickstarter. And there's a little, if you're starting a podcast, here's a great idea for you. I would find people that were, you know, doing interesting things and email them and say, hey, you want to be on the podcast? Talk about your Kickstarter? And, you know, some of them would say, yeah, that's fantastic. Others would say, who the hell are you? And hang up and, you know, we'd all move up today. But,
yeah, that's actually a really great idea. Not the who the hell are you thing, but it's that's a very, like, unique idea. I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah, well, it worked. And then, you know, and now we're all fancy, you know, and use PR companies and whatnot. Hey, and speaking of PR companies, I should mention this before I forget. Folks, how Jeremy and I came together and whatnot was through a fantastic PR company called MTS Management Group. If you're doing something creative, you know, you're a band or a musician or making a film, writing a book, making out-of-sight baskets with your basket weaving, and you need some help on the PR side, get a hold of MTS Management, man. They're real good over there. Good people to have in your corner.
Yeah, major shout out to Michael Stover. He's one of the hardest working guys I know, like hands down.
I'm telling you, I don't think he sleeps. I don't, because I keep really weird hours, and I get up super early. I'm an old man, you know. I get up really early, and I'll email Michael 3 a.m, and he emails right back, and like he's up and going to town, you know, just. You know, yeah, that sounds great.
I just assume it's like this robotic helmet that he has that he wears when he's sleeping, and it's somehow linked to like it's like his cloud or whatever. It just attaches to his head. So
exactly. Like, exactly. I know he's got a new little girl. I think she's about a year old now. I'm thinking, I could be wrong on that, but she may be older. I don't think so. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But maybe she's keeping him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. But he's always working. You're right. He's always working. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And, folks, we have a link to MTS Management on our show page. Or if you're listening to this podcast in the future on iTunes or something, there's a link there as well. Very, very cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
What a matchup!
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32-gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm,
astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com. LapothecaryUnique.com. Well, that worked, man. Your Kickstarter totally worked. You fully funded. You made it happen, and then the album got made. Very, very. Yeah. Was it a long process making the album?
Actually, I had started making the album and realized that it's just like, you know, music is my full time job, so it's like there's not always extra money there, so I needed the extra push from the fans, and I made the album in like a four song at a time process, as if you were doing like a double sided LP single, like with two singles on it at a time. And I was just writing it as I went too. So we got to the point where I was like, man, I can't keep like doing this. I'm blowing out my voice to try to raise money, but I also need to record this record, which I need my voice. So it was a tricky thing. So Kickstarter, it saved me. It made the record what it was. And we actually ended up raising more money than we requested. And because of that, I went in and recorded an extra track that wasn't originally going to be on the record, which is the first song you played during the show, Why Is the Bluebird Blue? And now it's going to be the second single. So
it's Kismet. It was all meant to be. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Now I'm over at Jeremy's website, jeremyparsonsmusic.com. And that's a fantastic website, very easily navigatable for people of a certain age like myself. I can find it, man. I'm telling you, Jeremy, I know all these weirdo artsy-fartsy people, and they always make the craziest websites, you know, and I can't find anything. I tell them, I'm like, I wanted to hear your track, and they're like, well, did you solve the monkey puzzle at the beginning, and did you put the banana in the tree? I'm like, no, man, I just wanted to hear the music. I can't figure it out. Yours isn't like that. It's very easily – I think that's important. People don't realize that. It's a great website. Whoever designed your website, Jeremy, get them a cup of coffee next time you see them, because it's a good deal.
The biggest cup. Yeah, my reference is always like I call up my dad and I go, hey, can you use my website? And if he's like, absolutely, without any hesitation, then we nailed it. So it's, he's always
that's
the
right.
best. Yeah.
That's smart. That's one of the cool things that I like, and we had mentioned this before, where to get the CD, all the things I need to say. And you can get it right there. Just click on the store icon, folks, and it'll get you right there to the page. But one of the things I'm seeing right now, we had talked a little bit about it earlier. Your first album, Dongondest Feeling, is on. There's a big sale right now. I don't know. Did you know about this, Jeremy? It's
I knew about it. Yeah, of course.
I didn't want to miss. I didn't want to get somebody in trouble.
Who's marking down my products here? Yeah.
It's really inexpensive, folks. I would suggest you pick this up. This probably won't last. It's only $5 for that whole CD. That's a good deal. That's a very good deal.
Yeah, and also.
Go ahead.
If you buy them there and put a message like when you buy it in there, if you want them signed, I ship them out of my own place. So just let me know, and if you know for a birthday or anything, I'd be happy to do that for anybody. So
that's fantastic. And the cool thing about that, folks, is in a couple years, three or 5 years from now. If you happen to be down on your luck in Las Vegas, you can just go right into the Pawn Stars, and they'll want to have paperwork and everything with it. But just save the email, and
absolutely.
Sell for
eBay is also a thing. So
yeah, and you got eBay too. You got I like these koozies you got on here as well. That's a great logo on that. I'm just telling you from an artistic standpoint, that's fantastic.
I was very happy
logo.
With it too, man. It's really, it turned out great. You always want something that's, where you're at the time, and this is it's very centered, and it looked good on any type of product too, and that's what I liked about it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Well, let's do one more track, Jeremy. What should we play next?
Do you want to play Purpose? I know earlier you had said that you liked that song. I'd be okay with that.
Oh, it's a fantastic track. You want to play that? Should we play that, or you want to do a different one?
I like to do this. If you have a favorite song, I love the whole record personally. All the tracks mean a lot to me. So, it being your show and you saying that earlier, it'd mean a lot to me if you played the song you like.
Let's do it, folks. I like all the tracks as well. This is my personal favorite, though. It's just a very emotional, very, very intense track. Here it is, folks. This is Jeremy Parsons' Purpose.
Always bitch about greed. I just don't get it. Probably never will. What's the reason for my being? Why am I here? Am I a singer of the same old song? Let's make the purpose clear. People with the soul to sell, throw it all down in the wishing well. Money in the plate as the church falls down, but we just can't stop it 'cause we all have doubt. Why can't we quit this? Is this all I deal? What's the reason for my being? Why am I?
I love it. I love it. Jeremy Parsons, Purpose. Man, what a track. What a track, Jeremy. Woo! Good stuff. Good stuff.
Thanks, man. That was a fun one to make. I never have gotten to make something that rocking, and so it was like really fun to jam out. And the guy who played a lead guitar on that track, obviously, he just nailed it in the first take pretty much.
Really?
He plays for Scott Stapp of Creed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. It, like I said, it's definitely rocking. It's, but it fits with the lyrics. It just all fits perfect, you know, because you listen to the lyrics, you listen to the song lyrics of that song, that track. And, it definitely, complements well. Very, very good. Well, Mr. Parsons, it's about that time. I want to tell people about your website once again. JeremyParsonsMusic.com. You can get there, folks. And while you're there, Jeremy has links there as well to all of his social media. So you can, you know, follow, tweet, like, subscribe, all that kind of stuff, everything you got to do. And, you know, you can get there and check it out. Definitely follow on Spotify. And something I just found out, as we've firmly established in this episode, I'm an old man, so I'm always learning this newfangled technology stuff, new things about it all the time. Start playlists. Add Jeremy into your Jeremy Parsons into your playlist. That helps apparently with the algorithm, how Spotify works, and it's a good thing. And you know, of course, play his singles 50,000 times on repeat on Spotify. That helps as well. I'm kidding, of course. Well,
specifically, 50, well, unless you want to, 50,000. I'm okay with that.
Right. Unless absolutely. Just don't steal it, folks. Don't even get me on a rant about people who steal music. That just grinds my gears. I tell you, I've told this story so many times. It's so true. I was in L.A. Me and some friends were out nightclubbing. And when you leave one nightclub in L.A. to go to another nightclub, there's always a bunch of kids out there younger people that I guess that's how they make money. They give you flyers to other clubs and hoping you'll go because, you know, at 4:30 in the morning, that's what you want to do is go to another club, right? But anyway, this gal,
absolutely.
Yeah, this crazy gal handed me this flyer, and I looked down at it, and it had one of my paintings on it. And I'm like, hey, man, we better get in free to this place, or I at least want a shot. And I don't mind that they used it. It just would have been nice if they would have asked, is all I'm saying. We didn't go. I sure raised a stink that night. I was not much fun to be around. But anyway, so don't steal. Don't steal art. It's very important. Very cool. Jeremy, keep doing what you're doing, man. Real good at it. Are you I know you're promoting this album real hot and heavy right now. Are the gears moving for the next project?
Man, I think and you know this too, as a creative type, that it's as soon as you start working on something else or put something else out and it's inspiring people, which inspires you even more, it's that you're always thinking about the next step. And I'm very much, I'd say right now with the utmost confidence, that I'm probably 2 or 3 songs away from having an entire new album ready to record.
Nice.
At least. I don't know when I'm going to get the chance to go back in and get that done, because I'd really like to make sure that things I need to say gets the attention that I want it to. I feel like it's a very important record for me, so I want to make sure I do it justice. But I'm definitely ready
for
the follow-up record.
Well, take as much time as you need, as long as it's not 7 years. That's all I'm saying. We just want to hear more, your fans, you know. absolutely. Cool, Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, thank you so much for taking time. I know you're real, real busy. Thanks so much for taking time out to be on the show. I really appreciate it, and it's just been a pleasure having you on.
Man, it's been a pleasure to be on. I appreciate you having me. This was a lot of fun, and I'll definitely come back.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I can't wait. Well, folks, that's going to wrap this show up. We, of course, this will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms. And we'll be up for free on iTunes. So if you're listening to the show on and Apple Podcasts, I keep forgetting to throw that in there as well. If you're listening to the show in the future on iTunes, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything, and it keeps us right up at the top of the page. And that just really annoys everybody who doesn't like, no, I'm kidding. Well, kind of. No, it makes things really great around here. We can pay the light bill and buy food and move on with our day. It's fantastic. So if you could do that, that's awesome. Cool. We'll see you guys. What is today? Today's Tuesday. We'll see you guys Thursday. I've got tomorrow off. How about that? So we'll see you guys Tuesday, and have a great night, everybody. Or day, I should say. See you then. Bye. There we go.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.